You're listening to SBS News.
It was a bold attempt to tackle racism, but clearly far too bold. The work by artist Simone Fugazzotto shows three monkeys with painted faces. Although released 7 months ago, it was formally launched by CityRR this week, and it's caused a backlash. Capital Club Roma tweeted its surprise, saying the use of monkeys was not the right way to tackle racism. AC Milan said that while art can be powerful, it strongly disagreed with this work and noted a lack of consultation with clubs, which just 3 weeks ago pledged to combat Italian football's serious problem. Football anti-discrimination group FAIR went further, saying the campaign was an outrage, counterproductive and dehumanising. The artist, though, maintains his work has been misinterpreted.
I wanted to turn around the words of racists in the stadium. They shout monkey, they throw bananas and make monkey noises. So I said, seeing as we cannot explain to these people that we are all people, I will turn around this monkey theme and say, we are all monkeys.
That explanation has fallen on deaf ears, particularly when incidents like this last month are commonplace in Italy. What you're hearing are monkey noises coming from the crowd, directed at black Italian footballer Mario Balotelli as his side Brescia faced Verona in Serie A. Juventus star Moise Kean and Inter Milan's Romelu Lukaku have also been recent targets of racism at matches. The league issued an apologetic statement today. Its chief executive, Luigi Di Ciervo, says he now realises the monkey artwork was inappropriate.
We want to apologise to all those who felt offended by the work carried out by Simone Fugazzotto last May. Despite the artist's explanation that the idea of his creation was a message against racism, the work appeared to be questionable to many. What cannot be questioned is the strong and constant condemnation by those in the league against all forms of discrimination and racism, which we are committed to eradicating.
Mr. Di Ciervo says a revised anti-racism campaign will be unveiled in February. Darren Mara, SBS News.